One sure way to get a job these days is to be a big data specialist. These are the people who can interpret massive amounts of information and tell businesses how to use it to make money. WVXU's Ann Thompson reports in Focus on Technology.
The Harvard Business Review labeled the data scientist the sexiest job of the 21st century. How could it not be? Applicants are in demand by companies swimming in information, and because there's a shortage of them, they can command their own price. The New York Times reports there will be almost 500,000 job openings in 5 years. Dean of Northern Kentucky University's College of Informatics, Kevin Kirby, says the skill set is a combination of various fields.
It's a very special set of skills, but it's very broad. It's not computer science. It's not business, it's not quite statistics, it's all of that together.
Looking at social media, business transactions, and cell phone geo-tracking, Kirby recognizes the importance of this field, and beginning this fall, he says NKU will be the first in the country to start a bachelor's program in data science. Other schools have master's degrees.
A rigorous program that involves science, technology, engineering, and math. We wanted something that was interdisciplinary, something new and mind-catching, but also something where there was demand.
Dunnhumby USA, to be headquartered in Cincinnati, does data science primarily in the food arena for companies like Kroger, Sonic, and Panera, but is expanding into retail. It works with Macy's. Milan Mahadevan is Senior Vice President of Client Solutions for Dunnhumby.
There is lots of data, and you can create great fun algorithms and, you know, understand crazy things. But actually, it's the human aspect in the real world of trying to understand, well, why are people doing that? What are people actually doing? And I think what NKU and the College of Informatics is fairly unique is, from my perspective, is unique is actually put a lot of that together. The human aspect, the technology aspect, and even the capitalist aspect, for want of a better word, you know, kind of, well, what does it actually mean? How do we make some money out of that? What are people really doing? How do we understand that human interaction?
The Harvard Business Review says the dominant trait among data scientists is an intense curiosity. For example, a scientist at LinkedIn some years ago discovered that suggesting matchups from school and work got you to click ads at a pace never seen before. Dunnhumby clients collect information through the point of sale and websites. Others do it by putting cookies on your computer to track you, and if you follow somebody on Twitter, they can suck in your data. Grocery stores use your loyalty cards to help price items and get you to buy more.
So you're dealing with all this data that's very, very different, that's coming at you very, very fast. So there's no one way of collecting all of that data. You kind of have to go case by case, say, how do I pull in this data in the right way? Holding it becomes even more difficult then. So now you've started to collect it, you now have to hold it and link it together. And that's where there's a ton of new technologies coming out that make it a lot easier to hold that data.
Hadoop is one way. It's an open source framework that processes large data. Mahadevan says in the last 2 years, there has been more data created than from then since the dawn of civilization. Take, for example, just a simple app developed by NKU students. River on the Web started as a website. Students like Brandon Weaver have made an app that allows people to enter what they see. That data will then be posted on the website.
It takes your GPS location and shows you where you are on the map. And then you can tap here to add a photo of the river that you're working with and change things like the air temperature around, what the weather's been like. And then here's all the scientific data, like the pH level, the water temperature, phosphates.
You can also add insects, including both good and bad water bugs. Millen is impressed.
Even when it's kind of small, it's going to get so big. And it's then, how do you look at all of that and actually understand the hot spots in it? Okay, so is it the Ohio River is actually the source of all the bad stuff? Probably shouldn't get me on the radio saying that. Yeah. I wouldn't even come around my house. But I think that is where this stuff is going. That's the power of that big data, is how you pull all of that together.
It's really a new paradigm. A generation ago, or even until now, most operations on data dealt with this notion of databases. And you have tables of data that you connect and extract information from. With big data, you're simply bursting out of that framework because the data is too big.
NKU's BS in Big Data begins this fall. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.